there's this beta male mentality that men have subscribed to. Most men, not all, but most. I really think that any male that cannot see the value in a woman saying, hey, I don't want to date someone who already has children. I want to start a family of my own. I don't want to date a man who has a felony, because that's going to hinder us in different financial dealings that we may want to get into as a couple. I don't want to date a man who doesn't have any sort of education, whether it's institutionally or self-taught, because that is going to hinder how we communicate. Because I don't want to subscribe to those things, I am called so many names. This is the beta male mentality that has been taught from generation to generation. That's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And then here comes the argument. Well, you can have a two-parent home. You can have everything that you want. You can have it all set up how you want it, and it still go awry. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to purposely not set myself up for the best success possible just because it could possibly go wrong. We know things happen, but I am not going to go out and put my neck on the line for a man that doesn't have an education. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Where is your alpha male tendency? And then the men that have the kids that were arguing with me, I even said, do you want your daughters dating men who have kids, okay, who have felonies, who have no education? Is this what you want for your daughter? They couldn't answer it. Or they slightly answered it. But to my point, you want the best for your kids. You want the best for people you love. I love myself. The best for me is what I don't want right now, which is a man who is a felon, a man who has children, and a man who doesn't have an education. Not only are men in this generation wrong, they're flamboyantly wrong. They're proud to say, hey, you're a pompous B-word because you don't want to date a man who has kids, or you'll turn down a man just because he has kids. You're selfish. You're so selfish, and you're self-centered, and you're weird. I'm selfish, I'm self-centered, and I'm weird because I don't want you. Is that what it is? Because I don't want you? I've learned that you only get triggered if there's something that revs up inside of you that you can connect with. And lo and behold, most of these men who responded to me, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever, were men who fit the mold. I'm not weird because you fit the mold. I'm not weird because you have a felony. I'm not selfish because you have kids. How am I selfish? You have done this, and I don't want to deal or participate in it. How am I weird? That was the craziest one. Someone said I was weird. Okay. Maybe if you understood that I've already done it, maybe if you understood that it is hard, it's not easy dating someone with a felony. Are you serious? You can't even vote. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it. It's so funny because one woman actually agreed with me. She said, hey, do not change your standard because there are men out here who will not date women with children because of the same reasons. And she was so right. These men don't even want to look at a woman who smokes cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? They have their standards and they don't do it. But how stupid would it be? How dumb would a woman look if she said, well, you don't want to date me because I smoke cigarettes. You don't want to date me because I have kids. You're weird. No, I'm not weird. I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to deal with it. These are standards that people have forgotten used to exist and that can still exist. It's difficult to date in this lifetime. It really is difficult. We're in the land of social media, and social media has literally demonized anything that is traditional, proper, and true. I don't know why this generation feels as though they know how to do it better than the last one or the one before that or the one before that. You don't know. You don't know anything new that they didn't know when it comes to traditional families and how to build them that you know now. You don't know anything now that they didn't know. To build a family, you have to start with God, the man, the woman. And out of that comes the children. If you don't understand that divine order, you're out of order. You are literally out of order. And for you to teach this sort of rhetoric that it's okay for a woman to date a man if he has kids, if that's what that woman wants, then that's what that woman wants. But because I don't want it, I'm pompous, I'm selfish, and I'm weird. If there's anything that women have it tough in right now, if I was to play the victim card, if I was to shuffle the deck like the left does, what are we going to be a victim of today? If I was to shuffle the victim card, you know who would be the most victimized group of women when it came to dating men? It would be conservative women. Conservative women have it so hard because we're very alpha. And on top of that, we love our country. So, you know, most people don't love their country anymore, but we love our country. We believe in some sort of entity, you know, whatever God, doesn't matter. And we truly believe in this country. Like, we just love this country, man. We love our guns. We love our freedoms of speech, freedoms of petition, of assembly, press, religion, all these great things. It's hard to find a man who does the same. It's really hard. We've become so marginalized and ostracized. Like, you can pick out any conservative woman or Republican woman or whatever. You can pick her out and, you know, oh, she's a racist. Oh, is she really a racist? How is she racist? Oh, well, she said, close the borders. How is that racist? You know how many Mexicans live in America? What I'm trying to say is it's hard for conservative women to date because there's this stigma that all of us are racist. All of us are just rich and just don't understand and are disconnected with common people when that couldn't be further from the truth. So when you have this polarizing political climate and you are a conservative woman and you have your standards and you know what you want and you know you want a family. So you know you have to have a husband and you know you guys have to create a union under God, which someone tried to attack me as well. Someone said, oh, well, you're so obsessed with the white man's union. Is it really the white man's union? Are you serious? But then he went on to say, I have a marriage license as well. Is that not the white man's union? I mean, it's just this argument is just so poorly played out on my social media platforms. It was quite funny because it was just like they were all over the place. They were so emotional about everything. I can guarantee you, if you go on my social media platforms, most of the men who disagree with me and disagree with me publicly and call me out of my name, call me a coon or a white man's whore or a bootlicker, they're black men. It's just the truth. I wish it wasn't the truth, but it is. We have to stop demonizing people for wanting to do it the right way. And if you don't agree, just don't agree. If you don't fit the mold, you just don't fit the mold. That's it. My goodness. Why was it so hard for people to understand? I'm not sure, but this is a beta mentality that's being spread all over the country. We're losing real men, we're losing real values, and we're losing our family units. We really are. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for what's right. And you'll be rewarded. But in the meantime, you'll have to deal with some pompous men. Oh, classic. Thank you so much for listening to The Conservative Sip. Make sure you follow and share. I want to get this platform as big as I can to be another conservative voice in a land full of liberal media. So let's go ahead and do what we can to get this as big as we can. This wouldn't be The Conservative Sip if I didn't leave you with the wine of the week. This week, I am drinking the 2015 Henry Fessy Gamay Noir. This is one of my favorites, almost my favorite, that I drink of a Gamay, wine group, or grape group, rather. So you have very high notes of strawberry, black cherry, and chocolate. However, this is super, super acidic, and it's very dry, so you're not gonna get a lot of sweetness. It's sort of like a strawberry jam if you took out the sugar. It's absolutely fantastic. It pairs well with beef, veal, any type of deer or venison, and with chicken or turkey. So this is one of those wines that for a very, very low price, I think I paid $13 for this bottle of wine. You can chill it and you can serve it with your favorite meats. Guys, I thank you so much for listening to The Conservative Sip. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll see you next time.